The slumping Canadian dollar means big losses for Haines and Skagway, and interviews for Haines School District's next superintendent start next week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The Canadian dollar continues to hover around 72 cents U.S. That means locals in Haines and Skagway might not see as many Yukon license plates this summer. With the lagging loonie comes the loss of Canadian business for local shops and tour operators who are now trying to figure out how to cope. The Canadian dollar has been in steady decline for years. It reached its lowest point in more than a dozen years last month, and depending on who you ask, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Haines and Skagway are already feeling the effects of our friendly neighbor's slumping dollar, and the summer tourist season is still months away.
Getting a coffee?
Mountain Market in Haines has been serving Canadian guests for 25 years. Owner Mary Jean Siebens says the business from Yukoners is a large part of the market's income.
I guess I would say that we didn't have a bad year last year. We had a good year, but if the Canadian dollar had been stronger, we would have had that much more of a good year.
Siebens says she thinks the big holiday weekends and events like the Chilkat Kewaunee International Bike Relay and Beer Fest will still lure Canadians. But when the dollar was stronger, Haines and Skagway saw an influx of visitors almost every weekend all year long.
We were seeing a lot of Canadians almost every weekend a few years ago. So, yeah, I think it's a concern for Haines.
Places like Mountain Market that sell food and groceries might have a slight advantage as the dollar threatens to bottom out around 60 cents. People need to eat, after all. And so elective activities like tours might feel the pinch even more.
It's going to be noticed a lot in Haines and Skagway this summer, that downturn and them visiting.
That's Allison Jacobson, the CEO of Alaska Fjord Lines. The tour business offers scenic boat rides between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway and has been on the water for 25 years. It's one of many tour businesses and shops in the Upper Lynn Canal that relies heavily on summer Canucks. Jacobson says she's still considering the business's tradition of taking Canadian money at par during the slower times of the season.
But we probably won't do it for as long, because it's really hard for us to take that hit. But I think that it's still possible that we can get those folks in Haines and Skagway if we run some specials.
Jacobson says her bookings are filling up at a good rate, though there's noticeably fewer Canadian customers. Haynesboro Tourism Director Leslie Ross says a lot of people here take the Canadian contingent for granted. That is, until they stop coming.
With the cruise ships, we kind of know those numbers and we can anticipate what's going to happen. And with the Yukon tourism, we kind of just expect it to be there. So it is something that I think people are watching now. And just a few businesses that I've spoke to, they've seen a significant loss already.
Last week, the Tourism Industry Association of the Yukon canceled its annual convention slated to be held in Haines. The event lasts a few days and brings in around 150 visitors in April, typically a slower month. Ross says it's a huge disappointment.
We won the bid this year for hosting, and just in the last 2 weeks they've called and canceled that, mainly due to the low Canadian dollar and a push for them to spend money locally, which is very understandable.
Blake Rogers is the director of the association in Whitehorse. He says they just couldn't take the risk of the dollar sinking even lower. Now, he says, Canadians are being encouraged to stick closer to home.
Canadian destinations are seeing a bit more of an opportunity there to try to encourage more Canadians to do domestic travel and go places in Canada that they may not have visited before, but also, you know, opportunities for, you know, to try to encourage Americans to come to Canada.
Roger says despite having to cancel the event in April, he's looking forward to continuing the symbiotic relationship with both Haines and Skagway.
Yeah, it was disappointing for all of us, but we haven't seen the last of Haines. Let's just say that we will come in full force in the years to come.
Haines Tourism Director Ross says she's hearing from tour operators that bookings are down overall, while Canadians wait to see if the dollar will rebound. The weak dollar is attributed to several factors, including plummeting oil prices. But Ross says it's not all bad news. Low fuel prices are likely to bring in more Alaskans on road trips and more RV travelers from the lower 48. Fjordline's Jacobson also tries to look on the bright side. She says offering cash at par or other discounts will solidify a strong relationship between Haines, Skagway, and Whitehorse.
I know that it will be so popular that the word will spread fast up in Whitehorse if you can offer any kind of a special rate.
There's no way to predict exactly what the Canadian dollar will do next, but according to the long-term outlook from the National Bank of Canada, It's supposed to hold steady before slowly creeping up in the fall. However, a forecaster at the global investment bank Macquarie told CBC last month he expects the loonie to reach an all-time low of 59 cents by the end of the year. For now, Ross says, all we can do is wait it out. Interviews for Haines School District superintendent candidates start next week, and the plan is for the school board to make an offer to a favorite applicant on February 24th. KHNS's Emily Files takes us through the process.
There are 21 applicants for the top job in the Haines School District. They'll go through a few rounds of scrutiny before the school board narrows down the pool of finalists. It'll start Tuesday when a committee of school staff will meet with the two Alaska Association of School Board consultants who were hired to conduct the superintendent search. The committee will grade each application with a yes, no, or maybe. At 5 p.m. Tuesday, the school board will take that input and review the applications in executive session. Then they'll publicly announce around five or six semifinalists. The next day, the board will interview the semifinalists by phone starting at 11:30 a.m. Those interviews will be open to the public. The board will take a break at 1:30 to allow some members to go back to work. Then they'll reconvene at about 4:30, go back into a closed-door session, and come out with the finalists. The board will invite the finalists to Haines February 23rd and 24th, for a community meet-and-greet and in-person interviews, which will be public. Finally, on the 24th, the board will go back into executive session and, if all goes as planned, decide who will be the next superintendent. In other school news, at a Tuesday meeting, the board approved adding a teacher in-service day to this year's calendar that was not originally scheduled. The April 25th in-service will allow teachers to take state-mandated training, including crisis intervention education. April 25th will be a day off for students. The board voiced no objections to the school administration's plan to return to the former bell schedule next year. This year, the district lengthened 4 weekdays in order to have weekly early dismissals each Thursday. Principal Renee Martin says parent, student, and staff feedback sent a decisive message that the old schedule works better. The next regular school board meeting is March 1st. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
The 5th Annual Innovation Summit begins Monday at Juneau Centennial Hall. It's a business symposium that attracts 200 to 250 people from around the state, though most are from Juneau. They discuss commerce and hear experts in a variety of related fields. Brian Holst is the executive director of the Juneau Economic Development Council, who is putting on the event.
The Innovation Summit really is an intense day and a half opportunity to immerse yourselves in some lead thinking around how do we address these issues that we're dealing with and how do we advance our regional local economy.
He says state budget cuts and the Juneau Walmart closure mean it's a good time to consider the area's economic future. One speaker is Michael Schumann, an expert on local economic development. Another is Karen Pittman, whose focus is youth investment. Holt says a new program added to this year's summit is an entrepreneur pitch breakfast.
We've invited four entrepreneurs that have ongoing businesses that are sort of near the beginning of their lives as businesses. They're going to pitch their ideas to a live audience, and then the audience is going to select by voting which is the most compelling business opportunity.
The winner receives a cash reward. The Innovation Summit begins at 1 p.m. Monday and continues through Tuesday evening at Juneau Centennial Hall. Thank you. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.